Hello, and welcome to Season 2 of Ask John. My name is John, and you can ask me things. The purpose of these audio episodes is to give you quick tips relating to careers, including exploration, preparation, planning, and everything in between. In today's episode, we are going to start on our mini arc of career myths. Specifically, we're going to be discussing the myth that you need to find a job and stay in that specific job forever. You can never change. And joining us today to discuss this topic with me is a very special guest and director of Dornsife Career Pathways, Octavio Avila. Octavio, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, John. It's good to be here.
Thank you. Thank you again for joining us. So a common thing I hear from students is that they're really stressed of kind of choosing the right career immediately after graduation because they have this image of they need to find their job immediately after graduation and stay in that job forever. To just kind of start our conversation right off, do you believe that this is true? Why or why not?
No, great point, John. And there's a lot there. I definitely can understand where students are coming from. But the good news, I think, is that no, that's definitely a myth. Upon graduation, students, people do not have to have finalized their career prospect. More so have it be the one and only career that they will have for their whole life. While that may happen, and occasionally does that happen, I think moreover changes in culture, context, opportunities, that's probably more of a rarity, even more so now than perhaps previous generations. So if there's good news here is that no, students do not have to have a set career and have defined that upon graduation. And I'll pause momentarily, but it's actually, probably for a lot of students, that's when career exploration begins upon graduation.
Oh, absolutely. And I don't know about you, and I would love to hear your experiences with this. For me, I graduated with my undergraduate degree in psychology, and I initially thought I was going to go into therapy and counseling. And it wasn't until I got into other jobs, other things that I was doing, that I actually, like you said, kind of figured out my career path. What was it similar for you, or did you kind of graduate and immediately know where you were going?
I didn't immediately know where I was going upon graduation, but it did become a bit more clear the closer I approached graduation. And part of that was proactive measures on my end, sometimes getting mentorship and advice from other people who knew better, who graduated, or some of my advisors in college. But what became a lot more clear is being able to identify the common themes or the common experiences throughout my lifespan at that point that really pointed my compass towards education. Mm-hmm. So as I started to connect the dots backwards and looked at those experiences that I valued, those interests, my personality, my abilities, for example, I could connect the dots and really see this common thread of like, and I'll go as far back as when I was younger. It's like, okay, I was a middle child, but I was an older brother.
Yeah.
I did some impromptu mentorship in elementary school where my teachers would put me, quote unquote, in charge of working with some of the newer students to the school and guiding them and helping them. And that theme continued throughout middle school. Then I became an announcer for our homeroom in which we would report on college opportunities and college visits. More of that continued throughout high school. And then I was also a youth coach at a local Boys and Girls Club. Mm-hmm. And throughout college, you know, my interest in education, political science, history continued. I also did TA, teaching assistant, while in college. But then as I continued to work with prospective college students applying to the university where I attended, and as I gained more experience, I learned and realized that there are professions in higher education that focus on working with students, mm-hmm. either helping them get into college or helping them stay into college. And it just clicked for me that this is something I really enjoy and something I can continue to do. So my first job position out of college was serving as an admission counselor for USC. So that's where I could say my career started.
Yeah. Yeah. And absolutely. It's kind of, it's grown now and you haven't stayed. So In your opinion, professional or otherwise, where do you think that this career myth that you have to stay in one place comes from?
I'm actually not too sure, you know, if where the source or what we would attribute the myth that you have to, you know, identify your career and stick with it. If I were to attribute that to anything, well, there's many sources, perhaps, but culturally, I think more and more we are in a time in which people have the fear of missing out. And yes, with the advent of social media and different means of communication, people seem to be doing everything and anything and posting that on social media. So I think we can discover and learn what our peers are doing more so than in times past. And it may seem as if people or individuals have everything figured out. And maybe that's what's miscommunicated, that somehow by the time you graduate, you figured it all out. And that's the one I'll be all that set. But that's not necessarily the case. And you know, our studies in career development suggest otherwise. And we could get into the trenches with that momentarily. So I don't know the specific origin of where that came from, but I do think it's a misnomer. I do definitely think it's a myth. And our emphasis in career advising is to have people, students, explore career possibilities throughout their undergraduate career so that first and foremost, they could identify what is in better in alignment with themselves, with their personality, with their abilities, with their interests, with their values, with their experiences, so that whatever they identify, they have the opportunity to explore that over the next 3, 4, 5 years as undergraduates. And through that experience, they're able to rule things in, they're able to rule things out, and perhaps are able to specify a bit more closely those key areas or career themes that they may want to pursue so that they continue to invest time and energy and effort into those areas so that by the time they graduate, they've been able to explore that, have developed experience, have developed skills that are in alignment with who they are, but also in alignment with, let's say, an employer is looking for, and they can showcase that through their resume, their CV, their personal statements, their interviews, their cover letters, and the like. And whatever that first job is a job in the right direction in alignment with who they are as an individual. So a few things that maybe we could unpack there is like, you know, not that it's conditional. However, you know, if whatever first job position you ascertain upon graduation, if that job or occupation is in alignment with who you are because you sought that out and prepare for it, then that's the right position for you because you had agency over that decision through your experience and information, and you made that happen. You're creating that possibility, and you don't know maybe fully where that might lead or if this is going to be the one all be all or if that's going to open opportunities to other opportunities. You know that it's a step in the right direction. So you may persist with that and invest your time, energy, and developing in that position and gaining new knowledge and experience. And that might open a door to something else in that same area or in a relative area that might be within the same career theme that you've identified. So as you continue to develop your career through actual experience, the ideas, perhaps I would argue that they're connected to each other, that they're thematically connected to one another so that you're building upon these micro careers or these occupations or jobs that support an overarching career theme so that maybe after a course of a number of years, your career, for example, in music, in education, and finance is supported by all these smaller individual occupations or positions that work in concert with one another that support the overarching career that you've invested in.
Absolutely. And I think a little bit of this career, what I experience and what I experience with students is it's the next step. It's the next unsure step of after graduation. People aren't telling you what to do. And so it feels like I need a stable footing immediately after graduation. And if I don't have that footing, then what am I going to do? And that I need to figure it out right now. And I think what a lot of students, what helped me, I should say, dispel this myth is that there's time. Life doesn't end after graduation. Now, of course, I'm not advocating that students should not put in the work like you're talking about, not getting those internships, not applying for jobs afterward. But I think there is, to help dispel this myth, there is room for growth, like you were talking about. When I was first starting, I was so set on the path of being a therapist and then the path of being an academic advisor. Like, that's what I thought I was going to do. But then, like you were saying, I got into a program where I needed practicum hours. I needed those practical hours. And it led me into career advising. And I learned that I could expand and grow. And I think that's so good. So if somebody does want to switch careers later on in life, they've had a couple of those kind of smaller careers. What do you think is the best way for them to maximize their career path rather than taking the proverbial step back? And do you even believe that there is such a thing as a step back in the career path?
Good question. Good points. I think a few things before addressing that is that, you know, students should take advantage of exploring while they are students, let's say at USC, but also the exploration may continue initially well into your mid-20s, for example, or even your late 20s. Now, if you're consciously proactive in seeking out opportunities and identifying who you are as a person, your personality, your abilities, your interests, your values, your experiences, and seeking that out, then